The quest for greater pesticide restrictions and use disclosure by Big Ag was moving at the legislature, but now the bills may not get a hearing in some of the committees to which they were referred. Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider has today's reality check. Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Bethann. How are you?
Doing all right, thanks. So we watched about a week ago that two committees were looking at a whole bunch of bills, and they approved them. They were supposed to be looking at banning pesticides or to fund studies and to require ag to disclose where and when they're going to be applying chemicals. Story we've heard for a long time, pushes from various parts of Hawaii, different counties. At this point, it seems like the gesture is, you know, the hands up, and that this is stopped dead in its tracks. Is that so?
Well, there are just so many bills this year that not all of them are stopped on their tracks, but the future of many of them is really uncertain. You know, I tried to talk to several key lawmakers for this story, and many of them said they hadn't decided whether to hold hearings for the bills or had decided against holding hearings. And so at this point, advocates are happy about last week's victory, but are really nervous about what might happen next.
So what is happening next? Is there pressure that's being applied with those lawmakers who wouldn't talk to you?
Well, you know, I called them several times, and I'm sure the advocates are also calling them as well. But, you know, the pressure is on because of Friday is an internal deadline in the legislature when all of the bills that have been referred to multiple committees must be in their last committee by that day. So there's a big question about whether hearings will be called for several bills this week.
So who's not calling a hearing?
Well, I talked to Representative Angus McKelvey, and he said that he has so many bills in his committee that he's not planning to call any hearings for the pesticide bills. He says that he was told that the bill sent to Representative Yamani's committee is actually the vehicle that the House wants to use to pass this proposals on this issue. But Representative Yamani didn't return my calls this week, and so I'm really not sure yet what the future is of that proposal.
And in the Senate?
And in the Senate, Senator Mike Gabbard approved three bills the other week on this topic. But Senator Jill Takuda, who is getting the bills next, said that she hasn't decided yet whether to call hearings for them. And, you know, in the past, she has actually declined calling hearings on a bill regarding buffer zones, which really disappointed advocates a couple years ago.
We saw the Kauai study that came out not too long ago that a lot of people are hanging their hats on. Is that also what you're hearing, that there's simply not a need for this, despite what advocates say?
Well, advocates say that the study, or they point out that the study recommended that the legislature move to require pesticide use reporting from companies as well as buffer zones. But the governor doesn't agree, and he says that a voluntary program is sufficient.
So in trying to iron that out, is that going to be accomplished by any of these bills that may or may not be heard? Or is it really that, you know, that has to be done outside of the legislature and therefore these bills would not be necessary?
Well, actually, the bills would be necessary. And so that's why advocates are really hoping that they get heard this week.
Well, we'll see if they do. And I hope you get some calls back.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anita. Anita Hofschneider is a reporter for Civil Beat, and she joined us today with a reality check.